The Average Network now takes you to the White House, to the Oval Orifice, where we find the president preparing for his televised interview with KFC's Slim Pussert. This is episode 46 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Let us join the president, advisor Carl Rove, and chief of staff Andrew Card in the ante room.
Hold still, darling. You've a fearsome shine. You've quite the oiliest skin I've ever done.
Why can't help it, Randy? I got me big glands.
Well, you simply must sleep in a bath of cucumber dressing twice a week.
He already smells like a sausage.
That's what it is, like a Genoa salami.
That's what my dog says.
Well, I'm worried about those hot television lights, darling. You'll run like a little waterfall.
Mr. President, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, he is. Aren't you, George?
Wash him. Well, I'm on message and plenty tough.
Oh, dear.
We gonna mount up and ride to the sound of the guns.
Mr. President.
George. What's the matter?
That's a Pat Buchanan line.
It got him into a lot of trouble,
remember,
sir.
Remember, George, if you go off script, Count Cheney and Dr. Henry will be very annoyed.
This way, dear.
They didn't approve this.
Why gotta do some things on my own?
That's debatable, George.
Look what happened with the Turkey Day stunt.
Well, you aren't doing your own makeup, love. Let me look at you.
Oh, dear.
He looks fine, Randy.
He looks much less blotchy.
Those ain't blotches. They's freckles.
Katharine Hepburn had freckles, dear. You have blotches. I've done all I can.
He looks almost as real as Tony Blair.
Let me see. Hey, not
I'm
bad.
So depressed. Our agreement, Mr. Rove, you mustn't tell anyone that this is my work.
I know. Here's your $50,000 in unmarked bills. The limo will take you to the airport in Baltimore.
Good luck. You'll need it. Oh, hi.
Hello, civilian. Sir, Mr. Pussert is ready.
He better be. Well, I'm tough. How'd I look?
Very presidential, sir.
Good. Well, I like you. What's your name?
I don't know, sir. It's classified. I'm Agent 726, sir. My friends call me Six.
Huh.
Hey, puss man. Pussert, sir. Slim Pussert. KFC's press the meat.
Whatever. Well, I'm ready. Let's do it. Six?
Mr. Pussert, if you ask anything deemed genuinely dangerous to the president, either I or Agents 4015, 109, or 72, or... authorized to blow your brain out. I'm required
I've
to...
I've been briefed.
Pardon me?
I've been briefed, Agent Six.
Well, I'm required to inform you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. Which afternoon?
I know, sir, but this airs at 9 in the morning. I'll tell you what, sir. I'll just do the whole intro.
You do whatever, puss feller.
Pussert, Mr. President.
Whatever. Pussfeller is a character in a James Bond novel, sir.
Good morning. This is Slim Pussert, and this is Press the Meat. This morning, an unprecedented program. We are joined in the Oval Orifice by Mr. George W. Bush, the President of the United States. Mr. President, thanks for allowing us this privilege.
My pleasure. You left the deposit?
Yes, sir, we did at the gate.
You get most of it back.
Now, we know, sir. Well, here you are into another political season, sir. All set?
Sure, I'll put my record against Howard Dean any day.
Well, Senator Kerry is actually the front runner, sir.
Well, I don't care who their front burner is. I'm going to run against Howard Dean.
Well, I guess it doesn't seem to matter. All the Democrats are saying that you were wrong on the war. How do you respond, sir?
Well, I wasn't wrong. I'm pretty much always right about most everything. You ask anybody. I was right about the war. The world's a better place without old madman Hussein. The Iraqis is free and happy.
Yet a day doesn't go by that more people are killed there by terrorists, sir.
Well, that's just you.
Pardon me, sir?
Well, that's just you. Ain't really hardly anything bad except what you media guys do. Well, I understand. You need news, and all the nice stuff we doing don't seem important next to car chases and Janet Jackson. But we's accomplishing a lot. The American Greeting Card Company just opened another store in Baghdad. Now the Iraqis can get Mother's Day and Valentine cards whenever they need them.
Well, that's certainly an accomplishment, sir.
Sure it is. Heck, the lights is on most days of the week.
So the war was a good thing, sir.
Win-win, Slick.
Slim, sir.
Yeah. Look, here's this chart I made. Now, what's this?
Well, that's a photograph of Saddam Hussein with an equals sign under it.
Well, that's right. Now, I turn it over, and what's this?
That's a picture of a devil holding a pitchfork cut from a fireworks box.
So, you get it?
Saddam equals the devil?
That's right. He had weapons of mass distinction, and he used them at his own people and his neighbors and tortured the fields full of killed people and had these weapons labs that weren't but might have been. He's a madman, so we gotta get him for the sake of freedom and democracy.
Mr. President, Dr. K could not find
Let me finish. Him. I gotta say this on account of people have to understand. Dr. K found evidence of thoughts of weapons programs. We supposed to wait around till he's got missiles growing in our fields, turning our children into plowshares?
There are no weapons there that we can
find. We're going to find everybody's got nuclears and stuff, and we're going to do a Gaddafi on him.
A what?
A Gaddafi. We're going to give him his own talk show.
I see. Mr. President, you and Prime Minister Blair both insisted that we were only 45 minutes from nuclear doom. General Grange sent troops in expecting attacks from horrible weapons. Where are those weapons?
We'll find them. You want to keep pushing? My agents is reaching for their weapons.
Ah, Mr. President, your service record during Vietnam?
Yeah, I know about this. Okay, you like living dangerous, don't you?
Sir, from October of 72 until August of 73, there's no record of you having served anywhere, either Texas or Alabama. Where were you, sir?
Can't tell you. Classified. I know where I was. That ought to be okay. Everybody ought to know where they was. I got me an honorable discharge.
Sir, if you were remiss while working on a political campaign for a friend of your dad's, why not just say so? Wouldn't it be better for the country to know the truth?
They will when we done making it up. So far, it's got aliens and Ho Chi Minh and nuclears, and it's classified. Six?
Sir?
One more like that and drill him.
With extreme prejudice, sir?
Cool, yeah. What else you want to know, Stink?
Slink.
Yeah, Slink.
No, I'm sorry. I got it wrong that time. It's Slim.
They start calling you that a while ago?
About 1964, sir. And you plan to dismantle the International Atomic Energy Agency?
Sure, they old. We got some new kids like Toby Keith gonna take it over. Make sure bad guys don't got nothing. I'm the only person in the world needs nuclears. Final topic.
Okay, Mr. President, you keep wanting to cut taxes even though you just turned in a budget with a $500 billion deficit. How can you increase the insane Pentagon waste and even increase their budget while less money is coming into the IRS?
Why gonna cut the deficit in half in 5 years?
In 5 years, your percentage of the deficit will equal almost $5 trillion.
No, it won't.
Sir, your own General Accounting Office says it will.
No, it won't. Who they work for?
Who? The GAO? They work for the federal government.
Well, that's right, so they work for me. So I can tell them what the deposit...
Deficit.
Well, I can tell them what it is on account of they work for me. I got a secret plan on account the economy's all better. My predecessor left us in a heck of a mess. Strong words. We had a recession soon's I walked in. They had it rigged. Well, I fixed it. It's me done it all. We gonna add 27 million jobs by October.
Mr. President, the worst estimates suggest that there are only about 8 million unemployed.
Well, we'll have plenty of work for all them foreigners I gonna let in to help drive wages down.
Whoops. I beg your pardon. You plan to let foreign workers in to drive down wages?
Six.
And undermine the unions?
Master Possert, this interview has concluded. Since nothing about it was acceptable to the Secret Service, we'd be pleased if you'd accept this alternative interview. We've taken the liberty of CG'ing you in with acceptable
You'll
questions.
You'll like it. I show you my golf swing.
Just what I need.
See? I told you you'd like it. Now, get out of my office. Hey, Neat. Shirley? Give me Ashcroft.
Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, it's red beans and horse meat. I'd eat up my partner, but he's mostly skin and bones.
Oh, hey, Ashcroft. Powerpuff Girls in 10 minutes, then Johnny Bravo and Dexter. Yeah. Well, I'll call down to Armando. There'll be pie. Okay. Shirley, tell Rove to run the country for a while. Have Armando send up some pie. No calls. Emergency? Give it to Rumsfeld.
Well, in West Texas town, El Paso, I fell in love with old Marvin the squirrel. Man, them cowboy songs was weird.
Episode 46 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. So there, now you know. Original music by The New Codpiece Band. All celebrity impersonations were achieved, we know not how, by Oswald the Magnificent using 3 pigeons, a hamster, 1 professionally neutered mosquito, and a beef bone. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you that the best network is an average network, and asking you should stay tuned.